United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Well, so GM Superstore, Max Deere & Company, Crab Insurance, Fred's Family Pharmacy, Kent State University at Salem and East Liverpool, and Glenn's Archery. Salem Quaker Football, Friday nights, only on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And good afternoon to you here on a Tuesday, a bright and sunny, cooler than usual than it's been for a while. Tuesday afternoon, this is Jeff here at Afternoon with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial and on Blog Talk Radio with at Tracy and Friends and also at TracyandFriends.com. You can hear us all over the place, and we welcome you to the show. We ask you that you would listen to what we have to say. You don't have to agree, and you can call in. The numbers, local number here is 330-781-9600. And the international number is 1-347-945-5229. You can call from anywhere, abroad or here. Or you can Skype into us, of course. That's where we get some of our crazy people at. They Skype in and say, you know, filthy things over the air. But, excuse me, by and large, we deal with it. And we have so much going on right now. We're getting ready to go into this minor political season right now versus the major midterms of next year. And a lot of things are happening. We're going to talk about two things today, one of which is weather control and mind control, because I have documentation that this one system is responsible for both in different ways that it can be used. And taking into account many people that have just lost their mind over the last couple years, I'm wondering, are we, you know, aiming at certain people and seeing what they will do? That's my belief and my thought and my own theory, so don't get mad at me. I'm not saying it's true. I just said I wonder. Yesterday we were talking about this healthcare system and the things that were going on. And I'm going to open the lines up and let people discuss whatever they want to about that, because we've been doing it for days anyway. There's lots of things happening. They've, again, spent billions of dollars and to roll out a program that doesn't work, just like the green energy, just like all the other. And the administration has gone, you know, head over heels in saying, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. And nobody's madder than this about me than me. We're going to fix it. So we're going to fix the healthcare system that nobody can join, and if they don't join, they're going to get a fine. But I'm going to let my 330-831 talk to me. 330, how you doing?
Hi, hey. Jeff. This is Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie.
I was calling because it was the healthcare. I thought it was going to be open mic today. I listened yesterday.
Well, we're going to open it up. It's fine. We can open it up.
Well, my question is this. South Carolina and I both have very open and honestly expressed what's happened to our healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the healthcare plan was for those who couldn't afford insurance or didn't have insurance. Right, Jeff?
So did I.
So why did it change South Carolina, and I'm going to add you and Matt and everybody who's called in, and we've talked about it, and Specs, everybody who's listening. Why did it change our health care plan? Why did it change the people who had insurance? Now, that's just a question that I have out there for some of the people who are jumping on the Obama wagon. The other thing is, you know, I heard in your mind control thing, I want to answer to that. Do you think it's TV and internet? I do.
Ask that question again. Because I didn't understand.
When you opened your show, you said mind control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the topic you wanted to talk about. I brought up healthcare because I wanted to make that comment yesterday about healthcare. And the reason we needed to reform it was to give in healthcare to those who didn't have it. But it affected those of us who had health care and pre-existing conditions.
Go ahead.
And so then when you said mind control, that was part of one. But part two was that mind control, do you think it's the internet and television?
Mm-hmm. Yes and no. I mean, that's always been since we've had radio and television. You've been able to shape the minds of the people by continuing this drone. It's just like right now, their drone from the left is the Tea Party, the Tea Party. They are scared to death of the Tea Party. That's why they're dogging the Tea Party. The Republicans should not be – right. The Republicans should not be scared to death of the Tea Party, because that's the people that they lost by being real liberal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They could lose me in that one too, because although I'm a Republican by principle, when you vacate the principles that you were built upon, I can no longer be part of you because we're not the same. I don't need to belong to you. Okay.
That's right.
I like the idea of the Republican Party and what it stood for at one time, but at the same time, I'm not into, having to go along. You see that Chris Christie had to pull back his own fight against same-sex marriage just so he thinks he can get reelected. Well, you know, if he's going to be reelected, he's going to be reelected. But he made his mark, and he grabbed the African-American vote by agreeing with President Obama and kissing President Obama's behind during the big storm of last
Sandy
year.
Sandy.
Right.
Yeah.
That the people still are not satisfied with.
3 days before the election, Jeff.
Three days.
And I think that we're headed down a path. Tracy said it yesterday. She said in 5 years. I don't think it's going to take that long, Jeff. I don't think it's going to take 5 years for us to not recognize the country of America if we don't stop and really
right
think about
it. Right now, I don't recognize it.
It is. Well, the thing is that South Carolina lives in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Ohio. And yesterday in my mailbox, and I said this on the show, I called Medicaid, because that's just who I am. I am going to go search what is true. That's how I believe. And I went and called Medicaid. The waiting list is phenomenal. If you call any of those insurance prompts that they offer for those of the people who are supposed to be getting health care or needing to apply, it's the same prompt, Jeff.
Yep.
It's the same prompts.
Yes, it is.
It's a different name, but it's the same prompts. And did you hear the Sean Hannity call to the healthcare plan? Did you get to hear that?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. That just verifies what we've been saying for the last, 3 weeks here on the show? And then the other thing is if this was developed to help those who didn't have insurance, and I'm all for, you know, what we need to do. You know, I mean, people need, you know, when you have sick children and sick spouses and, you know, family members, and you need to have something, a plan put in place. If that needed to be offered to be more affordable, then why did it affect the insurance programs of all the people who had insurance? We were paying for insurance. We were buying it. It was coming out of our paychecks. We were paying our deductibles. We were paying our co-pays. Now we are thrown into this ball of wax.
Oh, yeah, and guess what? If enough people don't sign up, it's going to cost. I sure did. If enough people don't sign up, you're going to get really messed up here because the prices are going to scream in growth.
Absolutely.
That's how fast it's going to grow. It's going to scream. There's nothing that you'll be able to do here without the government. This was not anything to make sure that people got saved or got delivered. This was a program to take control of 1/6 of the U.S. economy, number one. Number two, it was a wealth redistributor. Okay,
yeah.
If you don't understand that, it's a wealth redistributor. Now, the people that had a little bit of money are going to have their money taken from them by this system.
Yes.
Because they have to buy it. And so especially like the young people who don't have anything.
And those of us who had it have a higher deductible now. So we've got to pay
absolutely.
It.
Your deductibles are higher. My deductible went up $1,000.
And the premium went up.
The premium went up $70-something dollars a month only. Thank God it was only 70.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right. It was 74 for us.
Yeah. So here it is. My premiums did go up. Anyway, where I was paying only $200-something dollar, now I'm paying $300 a month, and my wife cannot be on my insurance as a result of how they're running Obamacare, and they are insistent on this thing going into practice because they destroy everything, and then you don't have any other choice. For immediate things, than to go right into a single payer system, which you
and
don't
that truly
want.
It's truly nothing more than welfare, and we know it, Jeff. It's just welfare, and some of us who would be getting could get welfare, continue to believe in what is America, and that we want to be independent and we want to be self-responsible. We will not go into that system because it's our choice as Americans to work hard and try to persevere. And this is stopping us Americans, and I'm going to use my family, because once you fall down to a certain income level, you will not be able to purchase any health care except for welfare health care.
Well, exactly. And what's going to happen, listen, here it is. Over and over again, and I hear a lot of people trying to defend the president in this law, and especially, I'll be honest, a lot of black people. I really feel sorry for them because they believe in him so much. They believe in this guy so much because he is smart. He's not a stupid guy. He's a good-looking guy, good-looking family. Okay, but
he has charisma.
That's the end of it. Beg pardon?
He has charisma, and he's honorable because he has the education. He says he's gone to Harvard. You know, he says these things, and that's something, to be proud of.
I, for
really.
One, frankly, don't believe it. I want to see some transcripts.
I've read the books, and it clearly states he didn't get to finish his degree. Or it insinuates that in his book, but, you know, we really haven't seen the paperwork, so you're right.
Right.
We don't know.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to see it. And then how did he get a job teaching? at the university. You know, and then he goes to do this. He teaches from a book called Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, and whose book is dedicated to the original rebel, Lucifer. Now, me totally off. That makes me so upset that we would allow, this country would allow somebody that espouses something like that. We'll give him our vote so he can be in office over us? You've got to be crazy. You've got to be insane.
And I think also that when this was all taking place, we're talking not this last election, we're talking about the very first one. When
right.
they put McCain, you know, when we had when we were doing the first one, it was McCain, and then it was I can't even think of his name. The guy that was a Mormon. I can't think of his name.
Romney.
Okay. I'm talking about the McCain election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm an independent voter. I'm an independent voter, so it didn't matter to me. It was about principle. I sat in
Bonnie,
my grandmother's.
I want you to hold
room.
That for. I need you to hold that for me. We got to go to this break.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Kingly offers paid service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. The pool couple of.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Live weekdays from noon to 3. Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, a local talk show that covers the valley issues that matter to you, global topics and news of the day. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair. Give us a call here at 330-781-9600 on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on iHeart Radio as well. You can find us. Come on in and talk. Voice your view. There's a person on TV saying that they never tested the system for the healthcare sign up. And that was a major oversight. You know what? Here's the thing. Why doesn't anybody see this for what it is? That's what's getting me. The people are so bent on believing what this guy told you that this is here to, for all the people that don't have health care, you'll be able to afford it. You're not going to be able to afford it. You're going to have to be subsidized. Many, even middle classers, are going to have to be subsidized. So what does that do? You have to then do what? You must then be able to get taxed at a higher rate so those people who don't have the money will have the money. Now, that may be why they're doing the QE3 here called quantitative easing, for those that don't know, where the feds are pumping $85 billion into our economy a month. Every single month that goes by, a new $85 billion goes into our economy. There's even somebody saying today that they could be putting in $1 trillion in. What base they're trying to do, I think they're trying to do it so that, you know, maybe it isn't so hard on everybody when, you know, you start getting paid more because there's more money available. But guess what? There's not more money available, and there's not more jobs available either. That farce of a claims thing this morning on the jobs number, 7.2% jobs, 148,000 jobs created countrywide. Don't forget, we're still talking about most of them are part-time jobs. We're still talking about that. Wake up, people, please. Please, please wake up. Bonnie, you're back in South Carolina. You are live as well.
Well, I wanted to make another comment because I like listening to what everyone else has to say, and South Carolina mm-hmm. always has great stuff to say. So, but the one thing that was brought up yesterday was, you know, the Internet is down for those of them who need to log on to get into the new health care plan. It was brought across on the news that it was going to be it's a little bit of an overload. And the comment yesterday on some of the conversation was that they don't need the Internet to handle the health care, or that's really not important. Mm-hmm. But as my previous information and my previous experience, which sometimes is amazing, I don't know why I have a job because I'm as dumb as a box of rocks. But the thing is that as a billing clerk, we would turn on the computer to print all of the billings to be sent electronically to Medicaid, and Medicaid returned it electronically. How do mm-hmm. we do electronic transactions, Jeff? By the Internet. So I just want to clear that up. We need the Internet to deal with our new health care plans because that's how the hospitals will be paid.
Listen, Bonnie.
What's that?
Go ahead, Sal. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Bonnie, it's not the internet. It's not the internet that's screwed up. It's their databases.
Really?
It's their databases. I guarantee you that somebody in their infinite wisdom decided to put in a database that isn't compatible with the rest of the databases. They can't talk to each other. The information that's sent from one database to the other one, it can't read it. It does not know what it is. Period.
Right.
So,
but it's still the internet. It's still.
I just heard. Yeah, but you can do through the internet. But here's the problem. They told the administration, this is meant for people to be able to peruse, pick out their stuff that they want, not order it right now. That's what I'm hearing. That's the report I got this morning. They said this will not allow them for a lot of people to come and try to sign up all at one time. Now, from what I understand, they only need 7 million people to sign up for this to be worth its while. I think that's a lie. I think that's a lie. How many people don't have a health care in this country?
Jeff, I think they're taking the
43?
People who already have health care. I think taking those of us who do have health care and putting us in first.
Let me find that statistic. I'm going to show you another lie is what I'm getting ready to show you. You know, how many people?
Jeff, just like with any,
Go ahead.
With anything, any type of insurance or anything like that, it requires the people that don't use it to put in their money to pay for the people that don't use that do need it. So if people don't go into the system, guess what happens? It crashes. It's like a big Ponzi scheme. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, it's a huge. I'm trying to find something. I'm sorry. What it is a whole thing of redistributing wealth again. Okay,
yeah.
Because they're taking, you know, what they did was they shifted a cost to where the young people coming in, they're probably going to be able to come in at something reasonable like $200 a month or something like that. But they can't get along on that adding, isn't it like 62 million people don't have it? And they're saying that even by 2016 or 2018, only 23 million more will be on it. It's 62 million. And 23 million are going to be on it. They're supposed to have gotten 32 million, but the price is too much. The price is just too freaking much. And I don't understand. Well, I do understand people that don't know. You know, if you don't know, you just don't know. And I'm not mad at you. I can't be mad at you because you don't know. But those that do think, can think and read, think. You can't support this. Well, they do it in Canada. Canada has three people in it. You can do what you want to with you only got three people in your population. We are the largest economy in the world, and we're not set up to take care of folks. We're set up to give folks an opportunity to take care of themselves. But now we're going to fundamentally go ahead.
When I was living in Detroit, man, I met people that were coming down from Windsor to get health care over at the big hospital there in Detroit. They couldn't get an MRI.
Right.
The one guy said it would take him 6 months to get an MRI. 6 months.
Of course it does. And as you'll see on Drudge this morning, Canada has death panels, and they say it's a good thing too. It's a good thing. Hold on, everybody. I want us to hear this coming up right here, and I just want you to see what you feel.
Why not delay? I mean, you're going to charge people a fine for not enrolling.
We're
why not
3 weeks into a 6 month enrollment period.
Joining us now, Howard Kurtz, Fox News media analyst and host of Media Buzz Sundays on Fox News Channel. So what do you think about it? Is there a change in tone, Howard? There's a dramatic change in tone, John. You saw it at that White House briefing with Jay Carney, but you also see it in the newspaper headlines. Washington Post this morning saying that the whole website crashed days before it was rolled out. New York Times yesterday saying it may take weeks to fix. So you're seeing journalists just sort of feasting on the problems here as they get worse each day.
Yeah.
And that bothers me, too, because the journalists feasting, they're going to feast about a problem with the rollout, but they just didn't have a problem with the whole thing in the first place. Does that bother anybody else but me? I'm sorry. I'm fit to be tired over here. I'm sitting in Youngstown, Ohio. I'm sitting up there with my own issues that I have to deal with here. I got issues.
I guess I do too, Jeff, because, you know, we have to take in consideration when we talk about this, it affects us in our homes. But there are folks out here who are in institutions and in nursing homes, and those of the Handicapped Society who cannot make any of these decisions, they are already on a government.
Yeah, they're
plan.
Medicaid. Yeah, they're Medicaid,
okay,
or Medicare. Mm-hmm.
So if you dump more people into the program that already, for the last forever years that we've been listening to, doesn't have enough money, can't support itself, we need to do something more. And any of us who have ever experienced dealing with a hospital with a loved one that is handicapped, disabled, in a nursing home, it is very challenging. You know, if anyone wants to call and say that, oh, it's just a breeze, I really want to know how they did it, because any of us who – you've shared yours about your father, Jeff.
They have to be independently wealthy, Bonnie, if it's
exactly.
A breeze.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And those people are now exempt from what you and South Carolina or anyone else who lives a life like we do, as a, you know, whatever the amounts be of money that we earn a year, trying to be independent, being self-reliant, whatever it is. Well, you know, we have to pay it. But those of them who can simply never need insurance for any catastrophe in their life, they're exempt from it.
Sure, and that's why you have what's called a redistribution of wealth. That's why
so
now you have a.
And they're going to categorize us. They're going to take the diagnosis. If they have the information of how much money we earn, how many people are in our family, it's just an eye blink away from them knowing what our diagnoses are and what they will and will not put in their new record keep diagnosis or treatment plan for those of us in that program. It's
whatever's wrong with you can and will be used against you. That's
absolutely
the problem. That's the problem.
Absolutely.
And say it won't.
And
when you have the
IRS,
yeah, when you see the IRS going against the Tea Party people, asking them in questionnaires, they made up things. What kind of prayers are you praying? What kind of politics are you doing to get IRS status? Now they threw it in the way directly. They know that it's way above just somebody in the agency. They know it came out of the White House, regardless of whether it's the president or not. They know it came out of the White House. This is ticking me off. And look, they got a guy on Drudge here, this person from out of Democrat using a burning cross to spell Tea Party, as if, you know, the people from the Tea Party are these great racists. Now, here's the thing. You know what they're getting ready to do? They're going to create a civil war, but guess what? Guess what? Mm-hmm. Minorities can't win that war.
Not enough
they
of
will
you guys left.
Not enough left, because they'd have killed half
not
of you.
Not enough left.
Killed half of you off at with
yep.
Doggone abortion. That you can't for, yes, it's a woman's right. We should have it. You
and
idiot.
Yes, and some of the young people, the young men, they killed them on the street.
Mm-hmm. Local caller, you're in there.
Hi, it's Deanna. How are you?
Hey, Deanna. How are you?
Good. And we all have issues. Well, you know, I look at this thing, and I think any reasonable person could look at it and think it's time to pull the plug. I think the system is terminally ill.
You said reasonable.
Well, you know, when I look at this, help me understand this, Jeff. When they talk about a one-payer system, which is what I'm hearing that really the administration doesn't care whether this thing works or not.
Right.
Because if it doesn't work and the people are frustrated, they can say, well, we've got Plan B. And everybody will say, please, so give us Plan B.
Okay, and I'm going to answer that right after we go on our little break right here, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown mayoral candidates fielded questions from residents yesterday in a Q&A session at Union Baptist Church. Four of the six candidates showed up, including independent candidates Frank Bellamy and Demaine Kitchen, Democratic candidate John McNally, and write-in candidate Claudette Moore. Humane agents found six dead cats inside a Youngstown home yesterday on Division Street. Two dogs in fair condition and a bird were also taken. Three people living at the home were arrested last week for a burglary on Turner Road in Austintown. All of them have court hearings soon. And a special recognition event is planned for Bishop David Heron in Warren. The Monument of Faith, a Church of God in Christ on Highland Avenue, will honor the 24th pastoral celebration for Bishop Heron Sr. and his wife Brenda. Services will be held at 7 p.m. Thursday and Friday and at 4 p.m. Sunday. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
The James E. Winter Jr. Arts and Cultural Center welcomes you to Theater on 3 in downtown Sharon. Mark your calendars for October 24th, 25th, and 26th, and again November 7th and 8th, as the marvelous Wonderettes take to the stage. This must-see musical follows four girls at their 1958 Springfield High School prom and chronicles their lives intertwined with their loves and dreams for the future. You will be treated to the girls performing such classic songs as Lollipop, Dream Lover, Lipstick on Your Collar, and It's My Party. Box office opens at 6:30 p.m. and the theater opens at 7:30 p.m. Mark your calendars for October 24th, 25th, and 26th, and again November 7th and 8th as the marvelous Wonderettes take to the stage in downtown Sharon. To make reservations, call 724-983-8222. That's 724-983-8222. Sponsored by Cumulus Radio and Quaker Steak and Lube.
Kent State University at Salem and East Liverpool offers 27 degrees, so there must be something for you. Like playing in dirt, climbing trees, being outdoors? Consider a degree in horticulture. Like caring for people. We have nursing, radiology, psychology, education, physical or occupational therapy, human services, criminal justice. We have degrees in accounting, business, computers, insurance, and more. Take classes online or in the classroom. Take classes you can afford. Call 1-877-KENT-EDU. Kent State, Salem and East Liverpool. You belong here.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
This is News Talk 600.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts. The Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air, chair 307-819-9600 and 1-347-945-5229 are the numbers here. And we're going to continue talking about health care till the top of the hour where I do want to get into the HARP project that I bet you probably never, most of you never heard of. I see Alex out there. I know he's probably heard of it. Alabama probably too. But we're going to talk about that probably at the top of the hour. And so we'll see what happens, you know, here in at the top of the hour. But go ahead. I'm bringing you back in, sis. Answer your question again so everybody knows what we're asking.
Okay, I want to know about the plan for the single payer. I don't fully understand that. Are they saying that then the government would be
totally responsible for your health care, yes.
So it would be like government health clinic. Like when we were kids, they used to have nurses in the school.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing. Is that what they're thinking, they'll go back to having, like, government-funded?
Well, you'll have a glorified Medicaid or Medicare system is what you'll have. It'd be totally, you know, they already have the system ready because they'll have the IRS right there. So all they need is to be able to run you.
Okay, so all of the insurance companies will be out of health care?
They have to go away.
Pretty much. They'll have to disappear.
What's that going to do to that employment sector? You're going to have all those people who are going to lose their jobs.
Do you see how he decimated coal?
Yes.
Do you think he gives a doggone about that?
I know, but you see, how this thing is a snowball effect, Jeff, where you're wiping out, you know, you got like an avalanche. They show you on one side, like, oh, look what we're building. We're building a snowman over here, but there's an avalanche coming down the other side of the mountain, wiping everything substantial out.
Listen.
I don't know.
Congress.
How anybody can logically think we can continue to pay bills and have people working, and there's going to be resentments building. I don't know that it'll be a racial unrest as much as it'll be an unrest between those who are working and paying and those who are lounging and receiving.
In a situation like that, go ahead.
The situation is with this is not racial. It's a long way from being racial. This is but the news media and certain folks would love to do it and make it look that way to help them. But what you're looking at is a system to where they take over health care and you got to pay for it. Now, nobody knows in the single-payer system how much it's going to cost, but I guarantee you, you're probably going to be taking home half of what you were taking home before this whole health care.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you think that if you can't pay your property taxes and all that, your lands can be confiscated? You can see where this could you could lose everything just for health care, and maybe you're a fairly healthy person, but you're caught in this trap.
Absolutely. That's why I get angry with the people that are so stupid that they trust their government. And they trust the government with everything. And I say they're stupid. You know why I say that? Because they don't think past the moment. And the moment is this. Okay, say Barack Obama is not the devil, okay? Say he is not the devil. But you're going to have an election in 3 years. What if you get the devil in there and he's got this glorified system that has you under control of the United States government that's supposed to be your government, but is no longer your government. It is now the government is its own entity. It stands alone. And when it stands alone, it eats up whatever is in its path.
Yeah.
That's what they don't understand, and that's why I call them stupid, because they don't think past the moment.
You know, if you think of a domino game and you think how everything is positioned,
right,
and all it takes is that one, you know, that one tap to, you know, set the whole thing in motion. And like you say, you know, this thing is so much bigger than any of us can control.
Way bigger. You don't understand what 1/6 of the economy is. And you already have a huge part of the economy with your entitlement systems. This is above and beyond that. So really, they almost have control of half of the United States economy through your government.
Well, you know, I was raised by precious people who were hardworking, and they said, if you can't afford it, you can't have it. And you know, I have resentments, and, you know, as a Christian, that bothers me that sometimes I feel this way, but I think, you know, there's people who go out and get their nails done, their hair done, they buy a fancy pair of sunglasses, you know, designer that are, you know, $100, and I think then they're turning around looking for somebody to buy a prescription for them for, you know, $30.
Yeah, absolutely, and absolutely.
And I think, you know, the way I was raised, that prescription would come first. Maybe you wouldn't get your nails done this month. Maybe you wouldn't get them done for 6 months, depending on if you had to pay for doctor bills or whatever. And every time I hear people talk about, oh, this prescription cost me this or that, and you look at them and you think, well, you had the means to pay that. You just chose not to.
Well, see, you don't. There's no answer for bad behavior right now. You can do whatever you want. And that prescription you're going to be buying after they got their hair and nails did, as they say, the hair and nails done up. Guess what it's for? Birth control. So they can go out. They can go out and get them a man, or if it's the man, get you a woman, or whatever you want to do out here these days with the money. That's the thing. But I'm gonna have to go on. Alabama, go ahead. What you got to say? You still in there though, sweetie?
Yeah, I was just in a meeting this morning. I'm not gonna say who the client is, but we have a client at the company I'm working with. And the client, they just fired like 8 to 10 different executives that had been there 15 years over some stuff that they had been doing. Now the point I'm trying to make is that just like in government, the way it should function is if you're not doing your job, you should fail. Just like this website, I heard they just blamed it on the government shutdown. But the problem I have is that you knew you were going to go live on this website the day before the shutdown. So as far as we're concerned, you should just have to come back in and cut this and do what you have to do, because I work with tables and databases. You may have to create a few indexes and optimize it, but it should be functional. The fact that most people don't know this, and he can stand up and say, well, this is because of the shutdown, man, that right there alone should show a level of incompetency. You said that yesterday, and that shows a level of incompetency that I just cannot understand for the life of me why anybody would support this president or the government in running our health care if they can't show up. Because these, just like you run a company, because if this happened to eBay, people would be fired. eBay is not going to be down no more than a few hours. If eBay goes down for 2 hours, then trust me when I tell you, people will panic, and there'll probably be some fires, some people getting fired for that.
Oh yeah.
So, but this has been down for two months, and I guarantee nobody's going to get fired. Nobody's going to get any blame. In fact, they find an scapegoat. So if you don't see an inherent flaw with government, then you're just stupid. Period. Point blank.
The system went down a week before the doggone thing even opened, while they were just looking at it. Now, the system went down. Now, how many $billions did this system cost?
That's supposed to be, they call it load testing. It's supposed to, you're supposed to have load testing done on a site to see how many hits can you handle. You're supposed to have load testing. And another thing, the reason I don't think that's the issue, I'm sure the load is not like that 24 hours a day. If it goes down, it should be able to be brought back up within a few hours. This is an app. Either it's an app or it has a whole different purpose. It may be a Trojan horse. But
you can't tell me that they just can't bring that site back up.
You can't tell me that.
Right.
Jeff, I think in years to come we'll find out that Nancy Pelosi's grandchildren were the ones that developed the system. Now she's always funneling money home to her family.
Oh, man, her husband gets government contracts and nobody says anything.
Well, that's it.
$700 million.
$700 million, you're right. Nobody says a word. What's up with that?
They just print $320 billion, and I hadn't heard one liberal upset about it. I mean, outside of Diva yesterday, let's not go there. But she's the only one I know that has a problem with it. Other than that, most liberals are still beating the drum pro-government, go-government, not understanding what they're really saying is give more money to these crooks that printed the $320 billion Friday, and we don't know where it went.
Well, this is true.
They should file a lawsuit against the private contractor that developed this. And like I say, you know, we're laughing, but it's probably somebody's family that got the contract for this, or you know, a lobbying entity, and they'll never press, you know, any charge, or you know, look for any recompense for this. And that's
the way it works in government.
Like
the way it works in government.
That in the business world, if somebody didn't come through with a product that they promised, you'd hold them accountable.
Well, of course, but the thing is,
the way it works in government though is not like that. A lot of times, people come in. You have this guy. Like there's this project manager I work with. He came in, looks nice, has a nice suit, speaks well, articulate. He's lollygagging. He barely knows what he's doing. He only knows one or two things. But the client, being the United States government, doesn't know that. So the contractor, this was General Dynamics. That guy's still there. It's been 2 years. I sat there and watched him make promises 2 years ago of having something go live back in October of 2011. It just crossed October. I talked to the guy who got fired about 4 months ago. He said they hadn't went live yet. That's almost 2 years. So I'm just, it doesn't work like that. The government, this is, if people, and this is the problem I have, if we're going to really look at and say we can't make cuts, none of the American people really know the budget. If you have a person living above their means, that person sits down and look at every penny that comes in and where it's going. Until we do that, let's not say we can't what we can and can't cut. That's the problem.
Well, you know, the other part of this is when somebody dares to give you anything, you know, we're talking about this computer system, but I'm saying anything in the government, when they don't fulfill a promise, we should be wise enough to say, well, you know what, I'm sorry, but I'm having a glitch when it comes to, you know, printing out your pay, you know, for this project. And you're going to have to trust me and wait on me for that. I'm going to give it back.
Well, see, this is
I wonder
where
if the IRS is
going
to have a glitch. I wonder if they're going to have a glitch, Jeff, as far as this whole IRS. If this website doesn't work, are they going to still hold us accountable for the $5,000 penalty?
Absolutely. Because, see, the regular people did not get a waiver. All the businesses got waivers. All the unions, they got waivers. All these people that don't have to participate in the program. And all the lies about you can keep your thing if you want to. Yeah, it's too much. Alex, go ahead and get it in because you got 2 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick, I don't think it's necessarily the people, but it's just – anytime you have government involved in this type of stuff, the regulations and the requirements that go along with any kind of government work, it really stifles productivity and creativity. I think it was Newt Gingrich that said before, even though I don't like him, I have to agree with him, how Apple can come out with a new phone every 6 to 9 months, but something of the same complexity, and I've seen it, like at Lockheed Martin, some of the electronics, it'll take 5 to 6 years to roll it out. And it has nothing to do with the competence of the people working on it. It's just the involvement of the government. It stifles productivity.
President Obama did not have 5 or 6 years or more to implement taking over the United States economy and destroying it. And that's what this is all about. I'll leave them open. Redistribution of wealth, this is what you're dealing with. Be right back, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
Visit our website for more about...
Are you there?
Yeah, Alex, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, what I was saying was, look, if you work as a contractor, you've never seen these guys that come in and they project managers, they talking to the military, they're saying, yeah, man, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and they make all these promises. I think when you talk about the incompetency, and I ain't trying to be funny, look, even in the private industry, there are a lot of people that are, and especially in IT, that are just good, you know, showmen, but they can't, when it comes to work, they usually lean on someone else's abilities to get the job done. I'm sure when you were coming in as entry level, you had guys that were riding your coattail, but they were over you, taking all the credit.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you have that in every company, though. You know, that's in every company, but I was just speaking in general, like how, you know, I can tell you right now, the reason why, like this country is scared, you know, crapless about just basic stuff, like basic technologies going into other countries, like Iran or whatever, is because to make a missile and a lot of, it's really not that difficult. You know, you only need a modest processor and, you know, and the know-how, the know-how, and you can program it to do just about anything you want. You can make all kinds of weapon systems. And so missiles and tactical weapon systems really aren't that complicated, but these programs last for years, you know. But Apple can come out with an iPhone that's just as complicated and sometimes even more in less than a year.
Well,
yeah,
and
you know, why
costs,
is that?
And they're looking to have profit, and the government doesn't care about costs. And supposedly they're not for profit, except for the individuals are looking to see what they can get under the table. Did you hear on the news yesterday about how I listened to foreign news on the PBS station, but all the countries around the world have been up in arms that we've been spying on them through our NSA.
We had Brazil. We broke into Mexico's email. NSA has been doing that for years.
France just came out and said that they're outraged too.
Well, the Brazilian president canceled a meeting to come to our country. She was so outraged. But you know, it seems like we have fallen. I have to believe that there is a purposeful intent to ruin us on all these levels,
let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you a question. Alexander Hamilton said the government that you see is based on, and then I'm paraphrasing something, he said something along the lines that the government you see is based on the character of the people. So if we have a government like this, doesn't it speak to the character of the people in the country? It has to. I agree.
No, I don't. I mean,
I used to think I was a fairly average, you know, citizen, and I wouldn't tolerate this. I wouldn't conduct my personal business this way. And I, you know, affiliate with Christian people. You know, I'm active in church and community. I don't see these kind of people, you know, who would be so ruthless and cruel and self-serving. I see a lot of, you know, good, generous, compassionate people. But I am shocked by the things that have happened in our country, you know, like the same-sex, movements to legitimize their relationships. I never thought things like that would happen. I mean, nobody ever told anybody how to live, but you never thought these things would be paraded in front of you. And I every day I think, oh, Lord, you know, how we have dishonored you. And there has to be some kind of, there will be some God in some way. God won't be, mocked in this way.
Hold on. The point I was making, I'm not trying to say everybody's shiesty, low-down, dirty individuals. What I'm trying to say is most people, there are a lot of people, and we saw this with the last election with Obama, there are a lot of people in this country that feel like it's okay for me to vote to take something from you after the government gets their big chunk and then give me some of it. That speaks to the character of the people, and you see that in a lot of people that think that the government is supposed to. They don't understand small government. They don't understand what that really means. So I think that speaks, when I say character, I'm not talking about their hearts, and I know that's usually what it's talking about. I'm talking about the way they think, the way they view the world, their worldview is that of big government, basically Marxist. Marxism has infiltrated our government, and most Americans, if you sit and word something the right way, aren't savvy enough to say, no, that's Marxism. They don't see it like that. All you got to do is word it right.
Well, I mean, when you see the people who tell you this is how we're going to live, and they're not living that way, I mean, again, when Congress and the White House administration and all these, you know, companies exempt themselves from this program, you would think that a thinking person would say, well, listen, if it's not good enough for you, it's not good enough for me. That's the old way of thinking that we would have had in this country. You know,
Alex,
it wouldn't have been acceptable.
Alex, why do you disagree, Alex?
I just think that
we just have a completely different country than we did when Hamilton said that. I mean, our government was actually by the people at that time, but now today it doesn't matter what the people do. I mean, it's almost to the point where all the people could die, and the government would still go on. Which is totally antithetical to the way the Constitution originally set this country up.
How can it go on if there's nobody to work and take their wages?
I'm saying if only government employees were left, and the rest of us died, the government could still go on because they've done so many unconstitutional things to separate themselves from the people. You know, for instance, the government is not directly representing the people, for one. They don't the second thing is they can print money out of thin air. So the government, everybody could literally die, stop working. They could just keep money, and as long as it's in trade in the global economy, the government can still function.
I had to add that one in. That's not the one I wanted, but they're lying to us, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know why they're lying to us like they are. And it's not right. It's not right because the government is not supposed to be over us like that.
No.
It's not supposed to be. But that's what's going on here. They are running us, and they're doing us in. We can still talk about health care, but I want to bring up another subject, as I promised at the top of the hour. There's been speculation over the years that the United States and other major people could control weather. And as a result, they could make things happen in different places. Can't tell you that this is not true. And I've been reading some information on a project called HAARP. Now, HAARP is a government agency, and I just had the a name of it, the High Frequency Active Oral Research Program. Now, how HAARP works is they have the ability to bombard our atmosphere with certain waves of beams and explosions and things like that. There's several different ways to set this stuff off. Particle wave beams, all types of things that we're not familiar with because they don't let you know they have them yet.
That's Tesla's idea.
Whoa. And local caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Yes, sir.
Jeff, I wanted to talk about incident that happened at middle school, and I'm going to explain to you why I'm upset with
Yeah, when
who are opponents of the so-called Second Amendment?
Well, Steve, I'm not talking to you about that right now because we're talking about weather control. So you can call back a little bit later and maybe you can bring that in. But we're going to talk about weather control and mind control.
Weather control.
Yeah, right now that's what we're going to talk about. So you call back a little bit later.
Well, I can get into that.
And we'll do this. Anyway, the HEART program has reportedly been responsible for, if anybody remembers, a few years ago when all the birds were dropping out of the sky and nobody knew why or understood why, the government was saying, I don't know if we why they're doing this. And the situation comes back that they're just not, letting you know the truth about a program. Now, a friend of mine who does a lot of government contract work, this, that, and other, blah, 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 told me that he worked on the actual towers that belong to HEART. Now, if it's true, HEART can cause storms. HEART can cause a drought. HEART can cause hurricanes, tornadoes, et cetera, et cetera, earthquakes, and several other things. Now, what I'm looking at is a stack of paper probably about 3/4 inch high that my printer printed off, so I had to go get more ink for my printer. There's a lot involved with this program, and there's a lot that people are saying about it and thinking about it. Do you believe that the government has the ability to control the weather? Subsequently, don't forget, if they use this under the ground, and Steve, you can call back after I'm finished with my little diatribe here, that they can also be the ones that's responsible for the whales beaching themselves, because surely sonar and things like that would have something to do with the ability for us to scramble different microscopic particles and things that our Earth runs on. Surely. And the bottom line is this. If that's true, ladies and gentlemen, what is it that we're dealing with when we deal with global warming? And they're lying to us about the Earth warming because the Earth hasn't warmed in over 15 years. They have no evidence of the Earth warming. If they say, well, the polar ice caps are melting. Well, I mean, polar ice caps are melting in one area and refreezing in another. They don't tell you that one when they tell you that they're melting. They just tell you that they're melting, they're shrinking. Well, they're not totally shrinking. They're moving different directions, which I think they've done forever. We're going to make a whole science on something that scientists have been able to measure for less than 200 years, and the United States is older than 200 years. So this doesn't make sense, not at all. This is a futile thought. But the people of this country, the same people that get bumbled along thinking that this health care system is a good thing for the people of the nation, the way that they set it up, not necessarily that we couldn't do it and help our own people, which I think we should. That's my personal belief. I'm not a socialist. I'm just saying that that's one area that I think that we could take under hand and govern a different way to where you could have people not have to worry so much. With the government killing businesses, the EPA running businesses out of existence, we're sitting up there allowing it. And then this government could possibly, I'm not saying they can, I want to know from you, do you think our government can control the weather to a certain degree? And do you think that they can control minds to a certain degree? And do you think that they control earthquakes, et cetera, et cetera? 336-480, you're in there.
Yes, how you doing, brother? I am a specialist, POL, a proud member of the United States Army and Navy. I commend you for awakening our people to the truth, something that they really do need to awaken to, especially in these days. The time of awakening has come upon us. I would like to say that our government has, to an extent, gone rogue. The only thing that's really holding us together right now is the people of America. We the people of America. It's going to get to a point where we're going to have to depend on each other. It's going to get to a point where we're going to have to, tell your neighbor, when your neighbor comes to you and say, I don't have any food in my refrigerator. And we just tell her, baby, I pray for you. Where those days of praying are come to a point where now we have to go into our refrigerators and pull out some food for our neighbors instead of saying, I go pray for you.
Sure.
Do our government have the ability to change the weather? I'm going to tell you something, brother. They have a weapon that they don't want to call it a weapon. But this weapon that the United States government has in their assets, it has the ability to do things that you and I sit back and think is sci-fi. Well, those days, sci-fi days are over. This thing is real. They do have a weapon. They don't want to call it a weapon. They don't want to put the panic in the people like that. But what it does is it sends a high volume of electric and magnetic waves down onto sort of like solar plate, and this electromagnetic impulse or energy that they're sending down, brother, that thing is more than at times it can almost reach the temperature of pretty much the boiling point of jet afro. You see what I'm saying? But
go ahead.
What it does is, and it's well controlled. It is very well controlled. And this is, if I wasn't in the military and somebody was to tell me this, I just probably think, that they just talking sci-fi. But being in it, I can't sit back and say it's sci-fi anymore. We have entered into a new day. We have entered into a new age where we thought that, being nuclear would be one of the most deadliest weapons that America could come up with, but now we know the truth that it's not. This weapon that they have causes 7.3 magnitude earthquakes. That's not sci-fi. That is real. You see what I'm saying? This thing is real.
Let me ask you a question. Now, I've heard of this absolutely, and I'm understanding that it's not just that it's a low-level vibration along with sort of like a concentrated microwave that sort of like breaks up some of the plates and can cause this to happen?
Yes. The governor of Ventura, he had his share in acting and in wrestling, we kind of look at his political life now and look at it like it's all just a big game. No, Governor Ventura, he even had the opportunity to see the power of this thing and what this thing can actually do. And as he also quoted, this thing has the power to cause an earthquake. So if this thing has the power to set off earthquakes, directly, exactly pinpointed location where it, exactly it wants to set it off at. And then about this controlling the weather, see, they can do that with that machine as far as earthquakes are concerned. As far as this weather thing is controlling, I used to think that when a lot of people used to talk about chemtrails in the air and jets flying over chemtrails and things like that, I used to think that was a bunch of hoax. But, brother, I'm here to tell you something, brother. Have you ever just wanted to see truth for yourself? And have you ever just sat outside one morning and just looked at one of these chemtrails and just waited on it to do what it's going to do? Because it's going to do what it's going to do because it's a chemical leaving behind the trail. And what this thing does is it seemed like it's smoke from a jet fuel. But see, like I said, I started off the conversation letting you know that I was in the military. And I'm a POS specialist, meaning that we are the ones who pretty much study breakdown and displace the JP-5, which is the fuel for the jet plane.
Right. So before you go further, sir, please can you hold on through my break? I got to take a quick break.
Yes, sir.
Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots.
Hey, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had read about Nikola Tesla some years ago. A lot of this stuff they're doing, they taking from his the scientist that died. I think he was Austrian, but he died. The government, I think the feds came and confiscated all of his manuals when he died. He died broke because of, I ain't going to get into all that. But, I feel you 150%. I know when a jet flies over, I've seen a jet fly over when it's not a chemtrail. It's just a little, it's probably about maybe, a few hundred yards, and then it dissipates. But when you fly over and it's there for like 5 hours, then that's when you know. And as far as that machine, I don't know how old you are, but I was a little kid, man. I used to watch G.I. Joe. Everything is just about half the plot that you saw on G.I. Joe when we were kids, as far as mind control, genetic mutation, altering people, trying to be cloning, all that old stuff we used to see. Especially there was an episode called The Weather Machine. All this stuff is everything that they done did. Even the interdimensional portals, all that stuff, they actually tried to do. Hitler was trying to do this stuff. That's why they were scrambling for these German scientists when they died, when they lost. That's why us in Russia, we broke and split them up. And that's why we were so ahead of everybody. But, yeah, man, it's a lot of stuff, a lot of super weapons they don't tell us about. A lot of that stuff, man. I believe that.
That's right, and another thing that they ain't telling us about is what actually they got brewing and what actually they got going on. You see, it's almost like reading your government. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like studying your government. If you want to study the enemy, you got to definitely. If you want to know your enemy, you definitely got to study your enemy. Well, I love America, but my enemy is my government. You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
My enemy is not America, nor the people in America.
But you know what, though? Like one thing about brothers in the military, a lot of brothers in the military that think like that, but a lot of black brothers out on the street hate America, hate everything about it. And I think that sometimes you have to be able to make the distinction between the American government and the American people, because most people just want to live their lives.
Yeah, and see, as American people, we trying to find out things. You see what I'm saying? And we're trying to learn. We're trying to find out. We doing our study. You see what I'm saying? We indwelling into certain projects and organizations to try to find out. So we, the American people, cannot be the enemy. You see what I'm saying? But the enemy is our government. And it's like we're being forced to love the enemy. You see what I'm saying? We're being forced to love the enemy. For instance, they done took over the food supply. They done took over the food supply. They done took over pretty much the gas supply. So it's like we have no other option but to depend on somebody who posing themselves to be for us, but really ain't for us. Because if you was really for us, then why don't you open up some of the programs that you shut down during the shutdown? Some of them programs that got shut down during the shutdown are still closed today. So it seems like to me that there's a hidden agenda somewhere. There's a hidden agenda. And if you can almost look at the picture, the hidden agenda is right there in front of our eyes. The American people.
That's why they're scrambling to get. That's why I don't understand why people are so anti-gun. I'm sitting like, you need guns when you got people like that out there trying to do. Because I don't know what you're gonna do. I definitely don't trust the government.
Yeah, no man. See, they up to something. And you see what they're doing.
On Newstalk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're here talking to you about what's on our mind and talking you talking to us about what's on your mind. Call in and voice your view. We're not playing around. This is playing the music for a reason. Because guess what? If what we're talking about is the truth, if what we're talking about is true, could it be that the Death Star is not too far behind? With all the satellites we have around the Earth, is it possible that we can destroy this place 10 times over? Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We are returned, and I'm talking to a new friend from 336 area code. Sir, have you ever called the show before?
This is my first time, Tracy.
Well, I'm not Tracy. I'm Jeff, but I appreciate
Jeff,
you.
Jeff, I appreciate it. Yeah.
That's okay, bro. That's okay. Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. You're talking to people all over the country. And it's interesting what you're saying, because when I was in the service, I was around some very, how should I say, in the warfare type of area, we studied a lot of things having to do with the warfare and the different types of, bugs that they could use to release on people should they, biological and chemical weapons. You know, and it's very interesting, very interesting. At that time, I had what I know is a top secret clearance, which I think there's several levels of top secret. I'm pretty sure there have to be, because you can't know things that other people can know. But anyway, I want you to continue with what you were talking about some of the weapons that you've heard about or seen yourself, however you have to say it. You go ahead and you do it.
Oh, I sure appreciate it, Jeff. The American people, we got to wake up. You see, when they decided to take certain ammunition out of the pawn shops and out of the gun stores, and matter of fact, they decided to take certain guns, handguns, and also AR rifles out of the gun shops and pawn shops. You have to understand what you're doing is you're disarming the people before they even have a chance to arm themselves. You're already sending a decree to disarm the people. So when we sit here as Americans and we sit here so, because we are, I mean, I am truly an American, but we are some of the most nonchalant, lethargical people on the face of the earth, and that's just the bottom line. Being an American, I can say that because that's pretty much what we do. But the thing is, see, they're doing all of this right under our noses, right under our noses. You see what I'm saying? Right under our noses.
Yep,
and the thing about it is that when we sit back as Americans saying, well, I'm glad they took these guns away. No, you're not. Not in that day. You would not be glad that they took them guns away. You see what I'm saying? See, this is a way to disarm the people before the people begin to arm themselves. So, look, if I was a government and I have an agenda that we're finna get ready to play out. Matter of fact, we felt some of the pain of it just a month ago, just earlier this month when the shutdown happened. See, that right there is nothing but a game to play with the people. How far can we go? How far can we push the people? How far would these letters go? And how far are we willing to push the people if they continue to keep letters go any farther? Well, we have to put our foot down, and we have to stop letting our government go too far to the edge before it's too late. You see? But now it's to a point now, though, brother. And mark my word when I tell you this, though, but 2014 is going to be a new dispensation for the American people, because we did not prepare ourselves. We did not ourselves. So therefore, by us not educating ourselves, not preparing ourselves, I'll be honest with you. Some of us, we are hardworking people. We are hardworking, tax-paying people. So the only thing we're mostly concerned about is getting up that day, going to work, working that job, clocking in on the clock, clocking out, making sure at the end of the week we got a check to feed our kids. That's pretty much bottom line how we are in America. We're not worried about anything that's not affecting us until it hit us too late. Well, guess what? There's something that is brewing in the pot that is about to get ready to hit us late. And if we're not prepared as a people, and I'm talking about a people to stand together with unity and to come together and with love, man, every man for themselves. And you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. It's going to almost be like every man for themselves. And that's the one thing that Jesus, I mean, brother, see, I'm so radical and so political, but I can't forget the master teacher. But he prepared us. The preparing that we need to do is not to go to another government lecture. It's not to call in on another radio broadcast show to see what I can do to prepare myself. I want you to know something, brother. There walked a man 2,000 years ago who bloodline and DNA matches yours and mine, and he prepared the people. He prepared the people for this day. He prophesied way back then, saw the future for our day, and he prophesied and he prepared us for what's about to go down. But look,
let me interrupt you for a second. I'm with you 1,000% on a lot of that, because
I was arguing about religion, and we don't have our mind made up. So guess what? Being that he already prepared us, and they know that we ain't paying no attention because we're trying to argue who got the best church and got the best religion. See, they know he prepared us, but being that we're not smart enough to know that he did, they still finna get ready to do what they finna do because we ain't listening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it, but here's where I'm at with it. I'm absolutely on that 1,000% because that's how I got to understand several things is biblically. You know, as far as even how the governments go out of control, how we're looking at one world government being set up right now, and though most of us are so much believers in Jesus, but we didn't recognize that somebody's using a black face to take us to a bad place. And I'm not sitting back thinking that the government is my friend. I look at the government as this. In the infinite wisdom of the people that founded country, whether they were good, bad, indifferent, or whatever, the country was supposed, the government was supposed to be of, for, and by the people. We have now turned into a government that is now controlling the people. And when they try to come get your guns and tell you assault weapons are bad and things like that, who's to say that the government isn't controlling the minds of one or two of these people, causing them to go berserk and shoot up a bunch of people just so they can justify taking those things? Go ahead, Alabama.
Well, the guy in the Navy Yard that did the shooting when they told the SWAT team to stand down, which that's another story, but that guy wrote on his weapon, my ELF, electronic low frequency. Basically, that's what they use to run people. This guy was in, never had any problem, 30s, never had any problem. All of a sudden, he just goes crazy one day. So, I believe it. But, I mean, even when you talk about the government and the projects that they're doing. They're dealing with, they're trying to mess with other dimensions. You can believe in it or not, that's what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Hitler was trying to deal with this, and if you're going to start doing that, now you have to start asking yourself, who and what are they going to deal with? What else are we going to, you see what I'm saying? Because, and I know this is, I know you don't like getting on religion. I really don't do it a lot. But if someone was going to come back and unify everybody in the world, it probably stands to reason that they can't be a Christian. They're probably not going to say they're a Muslim. They're going to probably have to see, be somebody from somewhere else coming back saying, I can do this, I can do that. And everybody will believe them because they can do all types of things. So now we don't know who, I mean, you throw out and say you're an alien, folks will believe you. So it just depends on how you look at stuff. See, so if and when somebody does that, don't just be so gullible and say, oh, okay, well, this guy's from so-and-so, and they're going to help us. And I know this sounds, people, as soon as you mention alien, they make you think, okay, this guy's loony. But that's what they got you trained to think.
Listen, the technology
that we... dimensions, ain't no telling what you can do, what you do, who you going to be dealing with.
Absolutely true, and this is where people don't get it. And I understand, too, we just slightly hit that. You have situations out here where people are telling you that you have people from someplace else living on this globe, okay? You have reports of generals from World War II who thought the Nazis had a base at the South Pole, and they went down to destroy this base, and when they went to destroy this base at the South Pole, they were met with laser fire and other types of craft that flew before they had jets that could fly a certain way and attacked them, and they retreated and they left. Well, the bottom line is I believe that every single government has revealed right now that there is somebody else living here other than human beings.
Putin just said it straight out,
but notice something. Every single nation over the past 2 years has released all of their files on studying the extraterrestrials, per se, blah, 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 on this earth. Supposedly there's agreements that they have the right to study us as we study them, and they live under the ground in huge bases. They have huge amounts of people that are here, of their own types of people, whatever they are. I believe that they're the fallen angels. That's my belief. And, we're talking about the Bible saying that, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
Yeah.
The angels have come down. Go ahead.
Jeff, and that's another thing. What's happening today in this world, people have to stop being afraid to equate this to biblical prophecies being fulfilled. If we allow ourselves to think that these things that are happening today are not prophecies biblically being fulfilled, then we only fool ourselves. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of this information that can really prepare us, as it did the people in the Bible. See, that's why it's written in the Bible, to show you how we can prepare ourselves for these things. But when we talk about the Bible, it's like now everybody want to put their religion in it, and now we can't talk about this because we got to feel sensitive about somebody's religion. But I'm about like you, Jeff. Man, the end time is upon us. And we're so arrogant to believe that the Bible just might be the key. And the Bible is the key. Ezekiel even told us that there's a such thing as a wheel in a wheel. There's a such thing as a flying saucer.
Back in the biblical days.
You see what I'm saying? And not just him, but one of the Europeans' favorite painters, Leonardo da Vinci, even in one of his paintings, I believe it's in the painting of, what's the woman's name?
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa painting.
The Mona Lisa.
Even in that painting, if you look at that painting good, you can see that Michael D'Angelo, he wanted the people, either Leonardo da Vinci, they wanted the people to see exactly not just this woman, because they already knew that if you're a man, yeah, you pretty much gonna concentrate on this woman. But if you are a solistic person, then you're not just gonna concentrate on that woman. You're gonna concentrate on the environment that is all around her. And in that environment, you will see an unidentified flying object even in that picture. So you see what I'm saying? So these things are really real. The question is, how are we going to prepare ourselves, and what are we going to do with what is about to approach us? Because
the question is, because we're getting ready to go on break again, but the question is whether we're going to sober-mindedly deal with the subject versus poo-pooing it, because we look at the Bible as being totally religious and not physical.
Yeah.
We think
right.
Angels are not physical, but the Bible clearly describes angels as being physical. And
that's right.
But we're looking at them as these wispy things that fly around with wings, this, that, and the other. No, that's not always the case. There's lots of other situations that we don't know about because we don't really study. But right now I got to go take a break.
Right.
If you can hold on, you're going to be held on. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, we'll be right back after we pay a few messages. Is the government mind-controlling?
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown mayoral candidates fielded questions from residents yesterday in a Q&A session at Union Baptist Church. Four of the six candidates showed up, including independent candidates Frank Bellamy and Demaine Kitchen, Democratic candidate John McNally, and write-in candidate Claudette Moore. Humane agents found six dead cats inside a Youngstown home yesterday on Division Street. Two dogs in fair condition and a bird were also taken. Three people living at the home were arrested last week for a burglary on Turner Road in Austintown. All of them have court hearings soon. And a special recognition event is planned for Bishop David Heron in Warren. The Monument of Faith at Church of God in Christ on Highland Avenue will honor the 24th pastoral celebration for Bishop Heron Sr. and his wife Brenda. Services will be held at 7 p.m. Thursday and Friday and at 4 p.m. Sunday. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
I'm okay. I'm still a little sore.
You're lucky you didn't break something with that fall you took.
I'll be fine. Just need to watch where I'm going.
Dad, I wanted to talk to you about something that's been on my mind.
What's that, son?
Just hear me out. What do you think about moving to...
Not that retirement community thing again.
I went online and found out about Copeland Oaks. It's close by and looks like a great place.
No, not for me.
But, Dad, with Mom gone and you home by yourself, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm not ready for a nursing home.
Dad, it's not a nursing home. It's a retirement community with younger, active people just like you. It's not like it used to be. They have really nice apartments, even real homes in a neighborhood, plenty of activities, good food, and they've been around for a long time.
I don't know.
You can still do everything you normally do, only you have people around who can help if you need it.
Well, maybe.
You know, they've even got a stocked pond.
Now, that's the best thing I've heard yet.
Call 1-800-222-4640 or go to CopelandOaks.com. Copeland Oaks, a faith-based retirement community. People of all faiths welcome.
This is Dr. Cheryl Figliano for the Centers for Hearing Care. If you have a loved one that seems to have trouble hearing, is depressed, or disconnected with the world around them, please do them a favor. Call one of our local offices for an appointment today. Each of our seven offices has a doctor of audiology and the best equipment available to help with any hearing problem. Visit www.centersforhearingcare.com or call 888-866-HEAR.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers announced the Built Ford Tough Truck event. Lease a new 2013 F-150 Super Cab or Super Duty with 0% financing for 60 months. Visit drive1ohio.com for details.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
I apologize to the talk room over there. I didn't shut the commercials off so you all could talk. So we're going to bring you right back up here, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends on WSLM 600 AM. Is the government holding back information on controlling the weather, controlling earthquakes, et cetera, and controlling the ability to drive people crazy and go berserk and do things for their own purposes? What better way if you don't have to get inside a foreign enemy's place to go ahead and cause somebody right around them to go crazy and suggest to them to kill the person that you want to get rid of? Dick Cheney, before he got his heart transplant, had a particular situation where he had a pacemaker that could be tracked by his doctor so that they could see at all times what state he was in. Well, after learning or thinking of the heart program and some other programs, he thought that that wasn't a good thing to do because maybe somebody could kill him by controlling his pacemaker. Well, these are things that we have to think about. South Carolina, Alabama, Alex, 336, and Diva, you out there if you want to get in. You know how to push that number one if you want to talk. Anyway, go ahead, fellas. 336, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Are you
right.
Still in the military?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Okay. I just say, man, that those things that we was once told that was sci-fi are really
right.
Not sci-fi anymore. You know, our technology proves that. It's not even a matter of do I think or do we think. Now the evidence is coming out clear that they have some type of instrument that they're using, some type of chip that they are using that in itself produces radio frequencies and radio waves transmitted in and out of the brain. So with that being said, it's just like you said, when the Germans were studying this, you see what I'm saying? I don't believe that they thought it to be so inhumane that they wouldn't even do it on their own American people. Well, of course you see that they injected the Tuskegee men of Alabama. They injected them with syphilis.
Who the
hell would inject somebody with syphilis? If we wanted our kids to use protection because we don't want them to catch no STDs, especially one like syphilis, then what man would inject a man with syphilis? You see what I'm saying? So that lets you know that they don't have, man, I'm gonna tell you, brother, can I be honest with you?
Go ahead.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
We're dealing with two species on this earth. Two species. And yet both species share the same form, which is called man. Two species sharing the same form, which is called man. Now, the sad thing about this is that it might sound like I'm just talking dumb. It might sound like I'm just talking, you know, hey, he just want to be a racist or something like that. Well, I'm here to tell you, brother, foremost and first off, there's no racist ideology in my bone. But the truth is that there is a species on this earth that has taken on that form, which is man. And being that it's said, now I'm going to show you something. How come out of all the species in the earth, you got a species of people, if they ain't at war, pretty much they pretty much at peace. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't at war, they pretty much at peace. But this enemy could be at peace and yet still calls it war. You see what I'm saying?
You were with me long. I was with you, say about for the last 12 years. You're absolutely correct. And what's hard to explain is this. The Bible is very clear in that it says that there were angels came down and they mated with women. However they did it, whether it was physically or whether it was with some type of bioengineering, they created a hybrid race of people called the Nephilim and the Anakim and all these other M's in the Bible, and the Tites, the Hittites, this and that. The people that God told to go into villages and wipe them all out, they were not human beings. They were the hybrid that this caller just talked about. And they said they would still be here. They're still here because they were here both before and after the flood.
They're here. They're here, brother.
Here's where we're not going to go. Here, I can't go any further because my boss doesn't really want us to get deep into this subject. But a lot of our technology of today, just like how a lot of our technology came from the beginning, comes from these beings that call themselves, in our eyes,
God.
Aliens.
Yes.
Well, they made themselves to be gods. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
They created own forms of worship. They created their own forms of everything. And then we're sitting up here worshiping beings that aren't God. There is a God.
Yes,
it's above everything and everybody. But these things were mad at God because they did something and got kicked out of heaven, and God didn't help them out when they got kicked out. But he helped out man when man fell. So they're mad, and they're trying to destroy things here on earth. And they are the ones that create these mindsets like a Hitler that would get out here and say, hey, you know, we have the superior race, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, very strong and tall people, blah, blah, blah. Well, those were mindsets of the Nephilim. And the Nephilim are seen all throughout history. We don't believe it, though. We see things as spiritual, wispy, ghosty type of things. You just be a good person and you go to heaven when you die. No, it's not about that. It's about a physical thing that we're fighting even right now. We're fighting it in our government. We're fighting it in the one world government because these things have one interest, and that is to deter what our original thought of Earth is supposed to be, which would be all of us on Earth being the children of our Creator, God. That's what people don't want you to be part of. And now, when you see all of these things coming to pass, where we have these high technologies that they don't tell you anything about, I knew about particle wave beams back in 1977, 78, where they could shoot a beam at a plane, this, that, and the other, and it would break apart because of the vibration. It wasn't a laser. It's a particle wave beam. A little bit different. They had lasers, too. I saw some of the research that the lasers were doing years ago. So, now, is it possible that all of this control that we're coming up under and all of the things that they're doing with the medical system, with the NSA being able to listen in on you legally now, they never could do it legally before, but now they can do it legally because of Homeland Security, and you're getting the inept leader in there that can show you how these things can be used against you. I just want to know, is anybody getting it yet?
I don't really think so. Because a lot of this new technology, a lot of this new technology is being put into this new technology. Your smart cars, your smartphones, your smart laptops. See now these what we used to call, you know, our leisure, you know what I'm saying, our toys. Now If you buy a brand new hard drive, a brand new computer, hard drive computer, it's so sad now that I had a friend who had just bought a brand new computer, and what's so sad is that he said he left it. He thought he had cut off his computer when he had left the house, but he said that his computer was recording information that he had no idea of how it was recording information. And he said he can go back to his go back to his hard drive, and he can see that when you look into his internet history, his cookies, he was saying how like it was as if his computer had been taken over. You see what I'm saying? So man, I tell you, brother, I really don't know what to say about a lot of this stuff was going on. But a lot of it, what's going on is, I'm going to tell you something, brother. A lot of what's going on is that the Messiah is coming, and the Messiah is here. And the sad part about it is, and you can cut me off, but I'm just here to tell you, brother, is that now they're willing to kill anybody and kill everybody to stop this Messiah from being manifested today.
South Carolina, you're there.
You got Cortez Pro.
South Carolina, you're live. Alabama, you're live. Alex, you're live. Diva, you're live. If you think we're crazy and you want to say something. Everybody's not saying a word. My goodness. Have we gone that far off the deep end for you? That's okay. All I got to say
is
listen.
I'm with you. This is Alabama.
I hear you, Alabama. For us to think like this for a lot of people is really far out, and they think we're crazy. But I'm just going to tell you, look at what's happening scientifically. I understand that you can't get to, not you in particular, not anybody in particular, but I'm saying that people have a hard time getting to the fact that we're talking about the God of the Bible and how it's playing out today. And it's really something, and I'm going to let 216, you're in the air.
Thanks, Jeff. So mm-hmm. Half of me is sitting here scared to death listening to you guys. You're giving me little mini anxiety attacks. I don't know, but this is probably the best show you've had ever. And the other half of me is going, these guys are nuts, you know.
Yep.
I'm scared to death there, but where is the proof? I mean, are you saying there's little aliens walking around and controlling people, or what are you getting at here? There's aliens in the government, or they're controlling the president?
I'm getting at this. Now, however the government has developed these technologies, I believe that they have, and they're giving you proof by releasing things on the Internet. You have the HAARP program, HAARP program, where they're able to control a certain modicum of the weather. They can control and make earthquakes wherever they want them to be. They can also, because think about it, Haiti got hit with a 7-point-something on the Richter scale earthquake, and the Dominican Republic was not even touched. Does that make sense to anybody?
Sure it does.
So
let me ask you.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to remain silent.
Hold on, Diva. Okay, go ahead, and then I want 216 to finish up what he was saying, too.
He can go ahead.
But we can ready to go to break now. You guys are going to have to wait till after the break because we are now at the end of this segment, and we're going to have to pick this up on the other side, but we're going to pick it up, and I'm not going to get too far deep religious because I can go real deep into this, and I can explain it to you. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back. I'm going to leave the talk room open so you guys can talk, and we'll see you back on the other side.
Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3.
We on here? Hello?
Yeah.
So I'm starting to think 636 is a plant by Jeff. Or 363, whatever. This guy, Are you on there, 363?
336?
You mean
366? Yeah.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did Jeff hire you to make this phone call?
No.
Or is this real? You're a real guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know you called him Tracy, and it just seemed kind of fixed to me. Diva, come on now. Help me out here. Are these people nuts or what?
I'm not touching that conversation.
Well, I can answer that for you. I mean, of course, anytime the American people come close to even finding out the secrets of their government, you already know that we're always deemed to be troublemakers or radicals or conspiracy theories or even sometimes we are considered to be crazy. But guess what, though? When shit hit the fan, then there's many people that wish that they would have been prepared. You know, no, I'm just saying, I mean, just, you know, not saying it like that, but I'm saying when things do hit the fan.
Oh, you have to be careful with your language. We're on talk radio, so the host, you know, she doesn't, the original host, she wants to be careful with our language.
Okay, no problem. I apologize. But like I was saying, it's just a simple fact that when you got some people who pretty much is awakened and trying to prepare the rest of the people, those people always are looked at as troublemakers. They're always looked at as being crazy. You know, there's one time they thought Jesus was crazy because he was one of the first in his day to be awakened, to wake his people up, and they thought he was a troublemaker. So, of course, this thing is real. So, I mean, whether today I might sound like a fool.
I have a question for you. So, do you believe in global warming, and do you believe that global warming is a tribute to what man is doing, or what is it something attributed to, climate change is attributed to the workings of God?
That in itself, global warming. I to be honest with you, global warming, the word global warming is like, that's like not even telling half the truth, global warming. I think they should call it something else because whatever man is doing, man know what they're doing. Matter of fact, if you got, of course there's global warming. You see what I'm saying? Everything that protected the atmosphere of our planet is being destroyed. You know they're telling you that they got holes in the ozone layer about the size of half the size of Texas. So if that part of our atmosphere has been destroyed magnetically, we're talking magnetically, you see what I'm saying, then that leaves, man, I'm trying to tell you, that's a
336.
That leaves
336 is Alabama. Diva is a believer. And I'm not gonna go into how good that's none of my business. But what I'm saying is we need to be careful if we say we believe a faith where someone is saying in the revelation they're going to come back, they're going to say that they whatever, and the whole world's going to run behind them. We know they can't say they're Christian. We know they can't say they're Muslim because we're at odds with each other. This stands to reason that what this guy's saying makes sense. And I'm just saying I'm not so far-fetched into thinking that something isn't possible. Now, I know when I hear people about it, I get a little nervous. Okay, this guy may be crazy. Because there's a lot of kook heads out there. But let's not just act like just because this guy mentioned it, that it's impossible. We've got millions and millions of people saying that they see all types of stuff. I'm just hard to say. If it's just 5% of it, that's a lot of people that are seeing real stuff. So let's not just say that what this guy's saying is not possible when we know our government is dealing with dimensional portals, and that's what they do.
That was not what I was getting at. My question was, does he believe climate change, let's call it climate change, or let's just say the change in our weather patterns, the holes in the ozone layers, deterioration of that, whatever the left is saying is going on with our climate, and all these storms that we are seeing, do you believe that that is God ordained, or do you believe that man is contributing to that?
What's your motive for asking the question?
I want him to answer the question, and then I will give a follow-up.
I don't believe in global warming, so.
Okay. Well, I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Gentlemen.
Yes. God is still in control of everything. Don't get me wrong on that. It's just certain factors that offsets and off-balance that will of God for our lives. Even when we do things against God's will for our lives, we offset.
Well, important. Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the air chair and the lone stranger sitting across from me. Just blew in here. The wind blew in from somewhere. And I like that. Really, what's going on with that? What is that?
It's a new look.
It's a who what?
It's a new look. Here I'm going. It's just a necklace.
Can I get one?
No.
Oh.
No. But it's a new look.
You
see my new glasses? I got, you know.
Not for
I got a new look. I got braids. I got glasses. And you can't if you're gonna wear braids and glasses and change your hair.
The hair is tight. I like
you
that.
You got it. You know, I got new glasses.
Can I get braids too?
You ain't got enough hair, Jeff. It ain't personal.
I mean, I can have enough hair.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
Wait. You don't know.
Listen,
I know this stuff cut down every week.
I know you can get it. No.
Yeah.
You can. No.
It might be.
No. You cannot. Because what'll happen is you'll be looking like Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder needs to cut his hair up and go bald. He don't know.
Looking back on when I...
He got that bald spot with hair. No.
Yeah, that does look nasty. That looks nasty. He got to put a skull cap on or something.
You know, he need to do something to take a pill.
Hey, we're talking about whether the government can get mind control. We had a guy call in.
Here.
Oh, he hung up. Oh, no. My guy from Carolina hung up, but we got South Carolina here. And Diva, did you run them off?
Yeah,
I probably do. My question, I asked him.
What'd you ask him?
I asked it to you. I asked him, did he believe that climate change or whatever the left is saying is happening with our climate? These weather changes, these extreme weather patterns that we're having, what happened in Haiti with the earthquake, with Japan and all that, does he believe that it is a contribution of the things that man is doing, or does he believe that it's divine, that it's from God?
Hey, there's been no warming for 15 years. Don't tell anybody.
Okay, but that's not the question I asked. Whether
but you added that in there, so you automatically gave it a poison pill.
No, see, I said climate change. You guys are just talking about.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
Okay, well, whatever you want to call it. When you were talking about these earthquakes in Haiti, what happened in Japan, all that other stuff, you guys were saying that he was saying that the government has a machine that can cause all this stuff.
No, he said a machine. I don't think it's just
weapon.
A machine.
Okay.
Yeah,
he called it a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was a weapon. The government has a weapon that caused a lot of this stuff to happen.
Diva, can I tell you a secret? Global warming is a myth. Climate change, the climate's always changing.
You're right.
I mean, it always has. I mean, the climate has always been evolving. Just like every year, we go from spring to fall to fall to spring. Every year, there's always change. There's always erosion. Our Earth is always moving, and so things are always changing. And some things are, don't get me wrong, some things are nature-made or just by God's design, and some things are man-inflicted. So when you look at
Youngstown, what I was getting at,
okay,
whether you believe it, the left calls it climate change, global warming,
Diva,
you guys want
you
to name
ask,
it something
Diva,
else.
You cannot ask a question and then not listen for the answer.
This is why I stay quiet for 2 hours.
You don't
stay
that quiet.
Quiet.
Hold up, Diva, hold up. This is the issue. We're trying to blame all things on all man or all things on all God. Man has caused a lot of the infliction of the nature of what's going on. The same way that we're cloning animals now, we're altering genes now, and when you look at HARP or when you look at weather control, all that kind of stuff has been inflicted by man, or man not taking care of the climate. Man not taking care of the climate, man not taking care of the air, the atmosphere, that which God has given him governance over. That's why you got crazy bugs like stink bugs now.
I think we've always had stink bugs.
This came in from Japan.
Well, I mean,
This new. You got 80, 90-year-old people talking about they ain't never seen a stink bug before. This new. And so what I'm saying, Diva, we can't put all the eggs in one basket, but we can take responsibility for that which we are responsible for. And, yes, man needs to be more mindful. But we also need to understand there are other variables that come along with this, because there are people who are working at creating weather patterns for warfare. Do we understand that? And America is a part of that. From my research when it comes to HARP, is that they're trying to do this so that they can actually start controlling the security of their wars through weather. So if just think of this, if you're at war with Iraq and you create a major massive heat and or a major massive cold, you will actually disarm your enemy without firing one shot.
Or rain, even rain, where they get bogged down in the battlefield because of
man thinks they're God.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem in a nutshell. But man doesn't want to take responsibility of being God, because they only want the convenience of being God when it's convenient.
Go ahead now. No, she's silent.
No, I'm going back in my little corner.
You don't have to go in the corner. You just can't talk on the Diva.
I've been quiet all this time. I'm just going to be quiet and go back in my little corner. Y'all carry
Diva.
On.
It's not about you being quiet. It's about not talking on top of people, because, remember, it comes off really, really bad when you're trying to listen and you hear everybody talking on top of each other.
Y'all do it all the time, but you only admonish me about it, but that's another story.
You're not the only one to
be
admonished about it.
No, David.
No.
When I'm
on
the line,
I'm
the only one to get admonished. But the thing is, I asked a question. I couldn't get an answer. I got an admonishment, and I don't understand why.
What? No, the answer to your question is you threw climate change in there as if there is such a thing, and there isn't, and that's the whole thing.
Anything that you guys were talking about, this, what Tracy had said is, that's what the left just called it, something completely different. You guys just won't put a label on it. You're just saying, man not taking care of the environment, man not taking care of
what the environment.
No,
I didn't say any such
thing.
I didn't say any such thing. Okay, I didn't say any such thing, though, because we're the cleanest of all countries when it comes to our industrial.
We are now.
Always, yeah, we are now.
We are now.
And, but the president is clamping down more so that we can't even be competitive in the world, and then wonders why the unemployment rate is still above 7%, you know, and most of the jobs created are part-time jobs. And then they're going to, well, I think these Fortune 500 companies, these people, they ought to hire more people. Yeah, because we like to get our people back to work.
What are you talking to?
That's what the president was saying last week, 2 weeks ago. He was trying to take everything off of the shutdown and, you know, and did a good job, because the polls show that they blame him less than they blame Congress for. Republicans are 20% to 80%. They blame them for the shutdown, which is really stupid, but it doesn't make a difference. It happens. 216, you left out too late. I wanted you to come in and finish what you were saying, because I could explain that stuff to you if you needed it, but that's okay. You call back when you can, and we'll get you in there. There's no climate change. They haven't had any climates changing for the past 15 years. Why? Because even though this is the cycle where we have a lot of the sunspots at, which controls our weather. Sunspots control our weather. And guess what? Even though they've had more sunspot activity here lately, we haven't had the same degree of it where it's changed the weather, where it got any hotter for a couple years or not. It stayed cool.
Well, it's definitely not.
Okay, my
it's
question was, regardless of what you call it, regarding that death, is that divine, meaning God ordained, or is it something that man is doing or contributing
Diva,
to?
Did you not like my answer?
No, he said he didn't agree with you, so I want to know his answer.
No, but in a nutshell, you cannot blame all man or all God.
Okay, but
I
got your answer. I want his answer.
Jeff, answer the question.
My answer is that it is what has happened. It has nothing to do with, to me, God or not. Are we able to manipulate certain parts of the weather at time? I think we are. But are we able to make a sustained change to it? No. That's my belief.
Hey, Jeff. Yeah. Hey, guys, I was at the conference that I was at the training. There was they had another set of people there, and these were growers of trees, and they're in there talking that whole green thing. And I got a chance to talk to one of the guys that was an actual scientist in this thing. And he says that the reason there's such an increase in carbon dioxide is because there are more trees that are on the earth right now. Because the older a tree gets, the less carbon dioxide it uses. But when you plant a young tree, it gives out a lot of carbon dioxide.
And for every one tree that we take down in the forest, we plant 10.
But you know, we also need to know we're not paying attention to really what's going on. South Carolina, you're right, but it's more than we don't take care. We don't take care and take responsibility for the air and what we do. Even if you look at the trash that goes out. And I'm talking about outside the car. People still throw trash outside their car.
I can't take that either.
I mean, I don't think we really understand that. And then we overregulate some things, you know, and we underregulate others, and we try to blame it. We never make a decision based on just the facts. There's always a political agenda attached to it.
Well, yeah.
And that's the problem. We allow our politicians to always have an ulterior motive instead of just making a decision based upon what's in front of them. Would it be climate control or even the EPA?
724, you're in there.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Hey, Larry.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Jeff, I'm wonderful. I'm actually down in the state capitol today.
Oh, I just left there Saturday, Sunday.
And I'm going back on Friday. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Jeff, I disagree. There is climate change, and it's always changing. That's the way it's always been. But man has absolutely nothing to do with it, if at all. It's a man-made thing to make money and control people. Like you said, we're ceding our. I mean, the reason this country did so well, especially after World War II, was twofold. Europe and the rest of the world was in shambles, and we had access to deep, abundant energy sources like coal. You know, now coal is going to take a slow backseat just because of the fracking that's going on, Jeff. But I mean, we're giving that advantage away to companies or countries like China, India. Russia.
Oh yeah.
It just don't make any sense. Just don't. You know, we're still pumping a lot of coal out of these coal mines here in Ohio and Pennsylvania and West Virginia, but they're selling it to China.
Right.
That's because we're not allowed to use it here in America.
Well, you're not allowed to.
That's what I said. You're not allowed to.
based upon a lie, though, Tracy.
What lie?
The CO2 is bad. Plants love
CO2. Hey, how do you like my Al Gore? The seas are going to rise.
Okay, this is the reason why I asked the question that I asked.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that gentleman got on the phone and started talking about how the government has all this weather changing and mind controlling weapons.
Ability. Okay.
Weapons. He called them weapons.
Okay.
You agreed with him. So if
I
you
knew.
Agree with him in saying that, yeah, the government may have used this weapon to cause that major earthquake in Haiti, then how can you also agree with this caller and say man has nothing to do with it?
We never said nothing.
I didn't say that. I told you.
Oh, he did.
I said you disagreed with him.
You didn't correct him.
Listen, do I think that they can control weather events? Yes. Do I think that they can control a sustained weather event? No. I don't. I don't think they have the energy and the ability to keep it up.
And they're blaming the weather change on CO2, which is it's not true, Diva. CO2 is not the devil.
And you need it.
Boardman Frame House Gallery.
As much as we need oxygen to breathe, the plant on this earth needs the CO2 to do the same thing. And it works out great for both of us because their byproduct is oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
not a plant.
Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
No, I was going to say the plants create oxygen for us to breathe. And one of the things that they do also is give off the carbon dioxide. They need the carbon dioxide to grow. So how are you going to cut? Yeah, how are you going to cut? You're going to unbalance the earth is what they're saying, and it's asinine. That's why I'm saying this. No, we cannot sustain any planetary temperature changes. I think we can cause a storm. I think we can cause an earthquake. Okay? I think we can cause a tsunami. I think that we can beach 100 whales on the beach of either the Northwest or the South Pacific or wherever the whales are now. Yes, by sonar and by certain things that we do, our technologies are far advanced. I think that our technologies have been given to us as well. I don't think somebody
did
just figured
question,
it out.
Eva?
I don't believe that CO2, and there's a whole bunch of people that don't believe that CO2 is bad for our environment, or that man, by burning fossil fuels, is affecting our climate. If it is, it's fraction, not to where it's going to talk about, like Jeff saying, the oceans are going to rise by 4 feet, we're all going to be swamped. It's just not true. And you cannot believe that the stuff coming out of there because they lied. They absolutely lied in the what was it, Climate Gate, where they grabbed the emails, sort of like what Snowden
right.
did, but somebody, yeah, they grabbed the emails and showed that anybody that was not towing the party line on CO2, they destroyed them.
So you don't see everything as chain effect? Everything has a reactionary, a certain earthquake at a certain magnitude won't change certain things?
Some things are done.
Teaching whales won't change certain things?
Listen, what you're understanding is open up your mind and understand this: the government is inherently evil.
Yeah, I won't believe that. Because you guys talk about the government. When I hear you guys talk about the government, you sound like you're talking about like a Terminator movie, like the machines are rising or something. Government is made up of people. We elect these people. Alabama had it correct when he said Alexander Hamilton said government is representative of the people who elect it. Because people on the left who talk like they do in Congress, push the policies they do, are elected by people who want those policies, who think that way.
Because you've been indoctrinated by a system.
In the same
or
little
party.
Hold on, Diva. Now listen to this. Now, I really want you to hear me out. Do you realize that when you have – do you remember Dick Tracy? I know you're too young, but do you remember anything about Dick Tracy? It used to be a cartoon that used to come in the Sunday newspaper.
He was a detective.
He'd be on,
and
he'd be
have
on
a And he used to have a watch on his arm that he was talking to. Do you remember that, Diva? Do you remember Inspector Gadget? Is she muted?
Did she leave him?
No, she exasperated out. She just...
I mean, do you remember that? Do you remember Flash Gordon? Have you ever read about any of these things?
Well, anyway.
I mean, I think most of y'all know where I'm going with this. Because I really want you guys to know, when we were talking about Flash Gordon and Dick Tracy, and when he had his cute hair and Inspector Gadget with the computer on his arm that he was talking to, do y'all realize we can go to Verizon? See there? We can go to Verizon right now. And when we were kids, was that not science fiction, and was that so not real?
It was the future.
What's the future?
100 years from the time that we saw it, we're supposed to be winning.
Did you believe that would ever happen in your lifetime?
I did. I'm sorry. I'm a weird kid. I did, yes. I believe we were going to get a black president in my lifetime.
No, Jeff, my question is, when you watched Flash Gordon, you believed that that was real?
I believed that it was going to be real. Yeah.
How about you, South Carolina?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I thought that was make-believe.
Well, see, I mean, it all depends on how you get. Alex.
I was just going to say, you know, people, I think, especially in the 60s and 70s, when they look to the year 2000,
we weren't going to be here.
They thought they were going to be flying cars and stuff. They were thinking of the Jetsons. So I think in some ways people's imaginations thought that society was going to be somewhat advanced. You know, I think people believe, you know, they believed that back, you know, decades ago, that we were going to have those advancements.
I did.
Nah, if you look at some of those,
we were going to have them.
If you look at some of those old movies, they would say the year, you know, when they try to date something in the future, this is going to, they would say year 2000, 2010, and they're showing flying cars and stuff. There's movies from the 80s, 70s, and 80s like that, showing flying cars. And you're,
yeah,
cause that's
the
what
future.
They thought how things were going
to
be. But we're still rolling around on these, with these treads.
I believe it's because we want to, not because we have to.
Well, hold on, Tracy. Diva just said that I thought that somehow the people voting a certain way, given us the type of government we have, means through and through all the way through. I don't think that. I do think that there's a faction within our government that acts
operates
as a shadow government.
Yeah, it's
operating as a government that is really causing a lot of these issues, and a lot of them are dealing with the banks and the Fed. And this is something we all say every day. And one thing with liberals, and I know she doesn't like to be called a liberal, but I really can't find a point that she don't agree with the liberals on outside of abortion. The thing is with liberals is that they overanalyze a point and try to find that one option where it may differ, and then try to make that the norm and stretch it out across the whole argument. And make that, well, look at this. So as if, look, the government is evil, and we see a track record of the government being evil, but are there elected people within the government that do things that are based off the people's wants and desires? Yeah, but don't tell me that, you know, them telling you, hey, let's have the doctors, let's expand the government to the point where you can't do this, you can't do that. There's someone orchestrating that. That's just not because the people want it. That's just not. Obamacare, people did not want that.
No, they still don't want it. 330-482, you're in there.
I mean, there's a lot of things that people don't want and they keep on getting.
Mm-hmm.
But then that comes from the misunderstanding and the lack of knowledge of most voters. They don't tell you what you need to know so that you can understand why the decision is being made. They're making a decision based upon their own political agenda, not on what's best for you and or explain to you why they're doing what they're doing. And that
Tracy, don't you think it's people are voting thinking they're getting something free? In the meanwhile, the faction within the government is saying, hey, we can expand and do things we've never had a chance to do, and do things to take over for other purposes. It's like they think they're voting to get free stuff. What they're going to get is a tyranny. That's what they're going to get. And basically a situation where the people are going to be oppressed majorly, like that guy was talking. I don't really see nothing wrong with what he was saying.
That's because you were thinking while he was and your mind is open. You got to realize Americans have shut their minds down. They can't hear any truth. They can't decipher truth from fiction in their mind.
And that's why they vote like they do, because somebody's done a good job of fooling them into voting for them for foolish reasons that don't make sense.
I was talking to a young lady the other day, and I was asking her daughter some questions, you know, about like Dora the Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking her, why is it true that this is what's going on and this is what's being said, and why is it that, asking her questions that were in opposition of what the book was actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, why are you trying to confuse my child? I said, I'm not confusing your child. I'm making your child think about what she's reading, because you need to ask questions about what you read, even when you're reading a book like Dora the Explorer and the rest of that stuff that we read. And they don't teach you to do that anymore. There's no critical thinking. Don't question what we tell you.
Well, Tony Evans was just talking about this yesterday. You know, Pastor Tony Evans, he was just saying that it's the parents' job to teach their kids, not to give their kids how to impart a worldview in their kids. You got a lot of people that think, well, I'm gonna just let them shape their own. Well, that would be fine if there weren't people out there trying to shape it for them. But there's other people out there trying to shape their world for them. So you have to be more purposeful in what you're doing, how you think, and you need to tell your child how. If you don't, look, these school teachers, these MTV, VH1, Bravo, every network on Bravo's game. So, I mean, that's just how it is.
How can I teach my baby how to have a worldview when my worldview ain't but across the street?
Say that again.
How can I teach my baby how to have a worldview and my whole worldview is in my kitchen?
If you give him the Ron Paul school curriculum, that's how you do it.
You know what, though, Tracy? It seems like the more and more I listen to this show, it seems like everybody's, you guys are going to wind up being Ron Paul guys in a minute. Because it's like everything that the government, the Republicans, Democrats are doing is going to push you into Ron Paul if you just really sit and think about it.
Alex is going to get me. Alex is going to get me kicked out of my family.
330-482, you're in there.
Hi, Jeff, I'm back. I was using my cell phone earlier, and then I was listening to you guys. And hello, Tracy, I'm glad you showed up. She's a part-timer, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
She's a part-timer now.
No, Jeff has me out running errands.
She told me I'm going to get overtime. But
okay.
I ain't get regular time yet, so I don't know what that's going to be like.
You had me out running errands.
I didn't have nothing. That was not me.
Jeff, tell the truth. Shame the devil. You had me out running errands.
I don't know nothing about it.
Tracy's working part-time because she couldn't afford the Obamacare mandate. That was why she her hours down.
I had a question. Did you guys get a postcard yesterday where you could call your local senator for them to vote against the Obamacare expansion?
No.
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you get one, Jeff?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so did I. And his name was on there, and the phone number was on there. What was the organization that was from? I'm not in front of where my desk is.
I can't remember.
The American Healthcare Equality
or something.
Can I say this to you, Bonnie?
What?
See, I live in the black neighborhood.
Oh.
They don't send that to the black neighborhood because they know that they're not going to call the senator and ask them to vote against what they're going to get.
Oh.
Am I lying?
Well, you know, I keep on my calendar, and I told you that I have phone numbers because I was so furious and very distraught when I found out that the UN was voting on euthanizing handicapped children at birth. I have a plane going overhead. It's probably a drone, huh? Or no, they're quiet, right?
Right. What's wrong
kids? So I know what they're doing. See, they're over here in the hillbilly country. They're looking for marijuana. That's what's going on.
It's over there.
Truly. Because it got cold last night.
Bonnie,
marijuana.
What's wrong with euthanizing kids?
Euthanizing handicapped children at birth. December the 5th of this past, 2012, the UN met in New York and voted, and it did not pass, but I had the phone number, and I called every day, every hour.
Bonnie,
and
what's wrong with euthanizing kids? They make noise.
Well,
yeah.
I was so disturbed because I did hear there was a program on Dr. Phil. I don't watch Dr. Phil, but they were actually taking audience poll, and most of them said yes to euthanize children with severe disabilities. And I understand that point. The other thing is, you guys were talking about the Jetsons, and Tracy, Remember when I didn't see this movie, but I know you guys are going to know this because there's TV buffs listening, or movie buffs, where they put the chip in the convict, and then he always had this, they kept track of him, and then he always had this threat that they would actually kill him at a second.
Is that the one where they put the collar around his neck?
Yes, and we thought that was absolutely bizarre, never was going to happen. And look where we are. People are doing it voluntarily.
That's what I'm saying.
Are we crazy?
That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe it.
Do you remember Cherry 2000?
Cherry 2000 that was a computerized woman. Do you guys remember that movie?
Bionic Woman.
Those were all things. And I think that's bizarre, but I can see
Lee
all
Majors.
These women getting these transplants and implants, and my goodness,
I'm sorry,
that's what they're making.
I liked Wonder Woman.
I'll tell you one.
What's that?
I'll tell you one, Tracy. 1982. I think this is probably the best sci-fi movie I've ever seen. And that was Blade Runner with Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the time in 1982. This was supposed to be happening in 2019.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, do you realize that we look at these things and they don't look as though they are coming to fruition? In actuality, they are actually a prophetic vision of your future.
They had 20 people for the Obama healthcare speech.
That's right. The lady passed out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, do you really, really, really realize that what's really happening here, it's actually real. And they've made us to believe that it's make-believe, that it cannot happen, that your government, because I know, Devo, the government is the people, but the people are asleep. And when people are asleep, the dictators rule.
Yep.
And
well, Tracy, remember when
they don't believe it's going to happen.
When we first found out about the baby in the test tube, the little girl, remember that story?
I remember that years ago.
And, oh, my goodness, it was like the conversation for a month in our neighborhood and around our family. And the fear was real, that our families felt that this was going on, that they were creating children in a test tube. And now it's promoted, Let's just go have, an egg and another sperm and plant it in the womb of another woman. It's bizarre. We've accepted the bizarre. I mean, I'm not saying that those children aren't loved when, they're brought into families. I don't want to get into that topic. I'm just saying that the fear, the day that that little girl was born, and I remember my father saying, well, how's she going to feel when she finds out that she was created in a glass jar?
The same way you got women and men out there who are now becoming what they call androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking on the persona of a man for jobs, or a persona of a woman for jobs.
I haven't
so
heard
even
that. So tell me what you're talking about. They go pretend that they are another sex so they get the job.
Absolutely.
You got that? And you got some that just is going where you can't tell whether they're man or woman, just like Pat on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they just call them, and they call them androgynous. You don't know if they're a man or a woman. They're married, they have families, but they're genderless.
Wow.
330-518. You're in there.
That's scary. I don't know if I want to run into that type of person, because realistically, I'd like to think that I'm a manly man, and And I can tell the difference between men and women, but if I can't tell what you are, then something's wrong with me.
Rick, they make it where they
Rick,
you can't tell it. You can't tell the difference. Between
they them. Walk past you every day. What you talking about, dog?
You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, and I try to pick them out.
it's a new game that we play. Can you pick the gender?
Right.
it's really, really bad now, and they're promoting
Let's
it. And they're promoting
that.
This in school.
Let's make that game.
Pick the gender.
Gender bender.
Gender.
Yeah, we're gonna find
Christmas.
A gender bender.
Let's get it out before Christmas.
Well, you know what? That could make big money. Let's do it.
Listen,
this game is only good when you're looking outside the windows of your either your house or for me to where I work. The game would only sell in a place like that because where I work, man.
You know, you want that, but hold on 1 second, everybody. I want to read this real quick. To people that believe in climate change and all this global warming. Real quick, I'm going to do this. Not all scientists are panicking about global warming. One of them finds the alarmism hilarious. A top climate scientist from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that's MIT, one of the leading technology schools in the country, in the world, lambasted a new report by the UN's UN's climate bureaucracy that blamed mankind as the main cause of global warming and whitewashed the fact that there has been a hiatus in warming for the last 15 years. Now, I've been screaming that we haven't had this. I think the latest IPC, come on, get out the way, these pop-ups are killing me. Latest IPCC report has really sunk to a level of hilarious incoherence. Dr. Richard Lindzen told Climate Depot, a global warming skeptic news site. They are proclaiming increased confidence in their models as the discrepancy between their models and observations increase. Now, there's a lot more, but I need you to go and look up this report and then... You know, so you can once and for all put it to bed in your mind that we have some kind of global warming. We gotta go. We'll be back on the other side.
I'm Heather Keegan. News. Oh, they gave us time to talk. Who's out there?
Well, I'm out here. I don't know if anybody
else
is out there.
You're Rick. I can tell by your voice.
I'll check a lot.
Yeah.
You're Rick. Now,
yes.
You're from Youngstown, and you're working downtown in a place, in an area downtown, right?
I am from Youngstown. I do work in Youngstown, but I don't work in downtown Youngstown.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I thought maybe
right,
you might be the caller. Sometimes there's a gentleman, I think he might be a barber or furniture man who
I
works
think you're talking
right
about,
or something?
You might be talking about Larry.
Oh, okay. Well, I know he has that, you know, I try to keep the voice with the sound, you know, of the, you know, so.
Right.
Okay. Either one of you seen Cherry 2000?
Yeah.
Okay. Where you go and get the parts and you just remake whatever you want? That's pretty much where this is going with those gender things that Tracy's talking about. You just go.
Well, when they come back on, I want to share a story with you guys. Something that I heard over the weekend that basically made me wonder. This is possibly part of the reason why we are where we are, because this thing called creation, and then we have this other thing called evolution, and now we supposedly can pick which one we want. Do we want to be creative or do we want to evolve? I have to tell you this story I heard when they put us back on. It's along the lines, but it's not along the lines. As a matter of fact, it might make you laugh.
Well, I think that our politicians, some of them, have an agenda to put in place for all these gender laws. Why? There has to be a reason why in everything that could go on this planet, why is that the most important thing? That's the question I ask when these things come up. it doesn't make sense that we concentrate on people's sexual preferences when we have hunger and war and, you know, all of them, you know, education and all of these things. I you know, even taxes. I mean, I don't get it. Why do we have to talk about...
But there wouldn't be a focus on homosexuality or gay marriage if people would have just allowed them to live that lifestyle that they wanted to. It was not them pushing
it. They were living that lifestyle back in the Bible days.
Oh, yeah, they've been living this style for a long time. But
so why did we have to create laws for it?
What do you mean? It's not about us creating laws for it. It's we have to seek laws that were created to
South Carolina. What was the law that was created for the service, the armed forces?
Why should there have been a law?
There you go.
But you had says don't tell. Why should people who are homosexual not be able to join the military? Why would there?
I said, why do you have to create the law?
Okay, let me
because you had to undo what was already done. It wasn't a law created. They undid what was done.
Let me explain to you about the military and homosexuality, okay? It is not a good fit, okay? As a matter of fact, it goes against everything that the military stands for, okay?
They were back.
I did bumper music earlier.
You did not hear. I did, too.
No. Jeff,
listen.
Goofing off.
Listen.
I need to tell you guys something.
So you were already on the sci-fi thing. Because I hadn't heard. So you were already there, Jeff?
Yeah, the top of 2 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody wanted to talk about health care because everybody got screwed, you know.
No,
so,
they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Okay, who didn't get screwed?
No one did.
Oh, no one got screwed with the health care system.
No, Jeff.
South Carolina, Jeff. You are a liar.
You lie. I'm a liar.
You lie.
South Carolina, sweetheart, let me explain something to you.
What?
I don't know why you keep on talking about how this is not working for you. There was a press conference in the Rose Garden yesterday, and I was secure that this was going to be the best thing since sliced bread and a sliced bread cutter. And so you are sadly mistaken if you think this is not good for you. So please, you've got to quit being disingenuous and looking at the negatives of this, because as they begin to roll this out, we're all going to be happy.
Well, you know
he only hates him because he's
in that Tea Party.
You know, that I don't care what you say. I know it's not good for me.
South Carolina.
You can tell me whatever you want to sell me.
Listen, I'm going to send
you
some Kool-Aid.
I'm not sniffing the coffee. I'm not sniffing the Kool-Aid. I'm not drinking it. No way in the world. It's not good for me.
Tracy,
if they were to put that money back in my checking account that they took out, that's $74 a month. That's gas money. I got to walk to work for the rest of the week.
South Carolina, you are misinformed. You don't understand. It's going to hurt a little bit in the beginning, but it's going to feel good after a while.
It's like getting shot of heroin or something.
Well,
yeah,
well, Tracy, you know what that sounds like? That sounds like a guy going to jail and getting ready to be raped by one of his
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I mean.
Oh, my God.
Tracy?
Oh, man.
I don't know about y'all in this healthcare thing, but I gotta share this with you because it's along the lines, but it's a little far off track. Trey, just bear with me. God and Adam had a conversation, and Adam said to God, "Lord, I need a wife. I need a woman. Can you make me something, somebody? Everybody else has something. Make me something." And God said to Adam, "Well, sure, I can make you something. I can make you a woman that's going to take care of you completely. She's not going to give you any grief. And she will fulfill all of your sexual desires to where you will want no more." So Adam, of course, got excited, and, you know, he happy, jumping up and down, talking about, okay, God, well, how much is this going to cost me? And God responded to him, an arm and a leg. Well, Adam, he reared back. He thought about it for a hot second. Then he turned to God and said, well, how can I get to Iridium?
Oh, God. I heard that before. That's terrible, man.
And what are you trying to say?
That's what's happening with our health care, bro. We getting beat out of everything.
Come on now. Why are you guys saying that? No. Listen, the president said yesterday it's going to be a little tough right now. And we're having a little difficulties, but he's bringing the best people in to secure our needs.
Our little glitches.
And so these little glitches will really, really not, they will, it will hurt, you know, and I know you guys cannot just make this towards, you know, sexual affliction like that, but you guys really have to understand that this is going to be good for us in the long run. Just bear it out. And how do I know this? Because the President of the United States, Barack Obama, said so. And
that's why these churches are so messed up, Tracy. They got the members running around here talking about the pastor said we gonna build a new building. So now the pastor said let's get our offering to the pastor because the pastor gonna take care of us. And ain't no building went up, and my electric bill still going up, and my water bill still going up, and ain't nothing happening for me because the pastor's driving a nice car, living in a nice house, eating food every day, and I'm struggling.
You're not struggling. It's just a temporary setback for a good common future that's going to work out in the end. Isn't that right, South Carolina?
You're sounding so much like a liberalist, but you're making me sick. You know, here's the thing. I remember my mom telling me, here, son, take some of this Fletcher's castor oil. It tastes so good, it'll make you feel better. Yeah, okay. 20 minutes later, guess what?
Hold on, South Carolina. Now, did it not work? It was nasty going down. See, that's what I'm saying. You can equate this to castor oil. It's tough to swallow, but eventually it'll come out another way.
Yeah,
castor oil
will
never fix anything.
You take castor. You keep taking castor oil. You know what happens when you take it, right?
Didn't you hear me say it'll come out another way?
It'll come out another way, but it's, and when it comes. When it comes out the other way, it's always watery and stinky. No, I'm gonna put it plainly. It'll put a hurting on your gut. That's all it is to it.
It's nasty going in and smelly going out, right?
That's right.
Tracy, my question is, where's the good part?
The good part of that.
Where's the
good part?
Bonnie, it's all in. Listen. The good part. Listen to this.
I just have to pretend it's good.
You don't have to pretend. What you have to do is you have to put it in your mind. Here, say
what
I read something the other day on Facebook. They said if you say something often enough, it'll become the truth to you.
I believe.
So if you hear something often enough, it'll become fact to you. So you just keep on saying, this is good, this is good. Though it hurts, this is good. It's like S&M.
I believe I'm going to be a millionaire.
I was a millionaire.
I believe
I'm going to
be a millionaire.
Oh, my.
Yeah?
Oh, my. Okay, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to have to work on that.
And let me know how it works for you.
I think I'm going to take castor oil because I think that's probably the closest I'm going to get standing it. I don't know.
Guys, I'm sarcastic and I can play this role, but you have to realize that's just what they tell us. And most of us, a lot of us, a good 47% of us, drink that Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. You know, what happens when this year's flu shots have a little bit of kick to it.
It doesn't matter.
Free flu shots that are going to be coming out here. Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah,
October.
The one that has the time release death in it.
I think maybe you know, or maybe some kind of maybe some little tiny color coded particles in there, and they can track you at night.
I'm not doing nothing free.
Right now, you can sue GlaxoSmithKline, but if the government is doing it, you can't sue the government.
The government,
because
right.
the government made a law that no matter what, if you die and the government does it, you still can't sue them.
Exactly.
Hey.
Well, your family gets $250. That's what they get.
Right.
I have pressing
news to make. Now, come on.
Hold on.
You can do a lot with that.
Jeff, what's the pressing news?
I have breaking news.
What is the breaking news?
They have finally fired the quarterback for Cleveland and put in the backup black quarterback, Jason Campbell. I am now able to go wear Browns gear for the rest of the season.
Jeff,
I told you yesterday I was not going to wear any.
Yep,
didn't I?
Down on Sunday, Jeff.
Man, listen, we can't play the other team and our own quarterback, too.
Jeff, listen to Jeff. Jeff came in here, and I walked in here, and Jeff is, like, stripping his clothes off. So I'm glad that the Browns changed quarterbacks and put some clothes on.
No, I'm getting ready to do that Dietrich Haddon thing.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Just say no.
Rick, did you check that out yet?
No, I
got to
look at it.
Oh, okay. I'll call you later.
This is not for radio. This is not for radio.
It's not for radio.
But when you say something, if it's not for radio, you know it's kind of bad if you can't say it.
Yeah, you can't even say it.
Oh, I need
and you can't see on radio. And listen, I'm looking forward to having a major conversation about a lot of stuff. I just have to find a good way to do it.
We ought to have a society. We ought to have a round table.
Mm.
A community. No, seriously, a community round table, and get some pastors who would ever. You know, you ain't going to get no pastors to come out and talk about nothing because they don't ever want to get showed up and show people that they don't really know anything. So very few are going to come out and say anything.
You know, I just had a conversation with someone about that. He said it's really sad that you have all these people who claim to know something that don't know anything and don't tell the people that they don't know.
They don't tell them.
Tracy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say this point. I really want you guys tomorrow to jump on Is Government Evil? Make that a thing because, I mean, Mao Zedong took all the guns from people, lined up 80 to 100 million people and blew their brains out. And people
Thank
like
you.
You still think that the government isn't evil. We run calling syphilis into people, but the government is the people.
Killing Alabama.
The government. I mean, I just want to understand why the government isn't evil.
Because it's good for you.
We know the intentions of the government.
It's just, Alabama, you're reading this all wrong. Government is good.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
Government is good.
Okay.
Yeah, Alex.
You guys touched on real quick about the government couldn't be sued. I think that we're in for a really big problem. Another one of those moral hazard things when the government gets involved that I keep preaching about, but y'all keep ignoring me. A lot of people don't realize that these pharmaceutical companies, these drug companies, have already been a lot of them have already been granted immunity from lawsuit. So if you get sick from their drugs, from their vaccines and different things, you already can't. The Supreme Court has already ruled against that, and then you want to empower them even and embolden them with this affordable health care or affordable, whatever you want to call it, Obamacare. Well, not
South Carolina,
but I'm saying Americans. So that's something
South Carolina.
To be mindful of.
Alabama, South Carolina. Do you really mean that if the president called you and asked you to carry this water and tout the Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act and be a spokesperson for it, you would tell them no?
I'd be just like Opie.
No, I don't believe it. Nope, I don't believe it.
I'd be just like Opie. Opie said no, just said no.
Unequivocally.
This is what government is, you guys. We're here to help you.
Hey guys, we love you. We'll see you on tomorrow. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. Tomorrow, I promise you, I will start the show off. Alabama will be with me, and we're going to talk about, is the government truly evil?
Yes, I'll answer it now.
But you have to prove it.
I'm not in tomorrow. So.
I know.
All right.
That's why we're doing it.
I know, because y'all evil.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends.